Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Greg, welcome back. What a delight to have you again. Great conversation yesterday. We talked a lot about, again, your new book, Beyond Burnout, Regain Your Passion and Energy. And Greg, you shared yesterday a little bit about your personal journey, and you found yourself at wit's end. Your wife had to step into the middle of that story and get a hold of you and get an intervention going. Greg, do you mind just recapping that and just talking about why burnout? I mean, it's something that's been around for a while, but boy, is it a big time issue right
now. Oh yes. And for me, I had good intentions. I had initial passion. I loved what we were doing. I loved the sense of helping, and it was what I felt called to do. And so I just overdid it without boundaries and exhausted myself and couldn't get myself really rebalanced. And so what happened was I needed someone to intervene in my life to tell me the truth that, hey, what's going on is not okay. And I had a hard time with appropriate self-care, making good decisions, everything from my diet to sleep, things I used to really love doing, I stopped doing. So that's what happened to me. And for me, I did have a season where it really was. It progressed into depression, and I was questioning everything about my life. Now, that personal crisis took me some time to recover from, but I have to tell you, it made me even more passionate. You know, I know I've got to keep myself aligned properly and be accountable to others, but that really did change things for me, and I know you can recover from burnout.
Greg, there was a moment in my life. I was in North Atlanta, and it was a pretty challenging time that I was going through, and I remember feeling pretty disoriented, and I jumped in the car and went for a drive. I was up at Berry College, and I went for a drive, and while I was driving in the car, I just said, God, I need help. I need you. And in that moment, my phone rang. It was amazing to me. a good friend of mine, a psychiatrist out of Atlanta, Dr. Michael Lyles, called me and he said, "Tim, you've been on my mind. Where are you?" I said, "I'm in North Atlanta." He said, "You're kidding." He was from Atlanta. And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm just taking a drive." He said, "I want to meet you." And so he set up an opportunity for the two of us to meet. We met at a Mexican restaurant up along the highway, the interstate. And I'll never forget, it was a gift from God to me. In that moment, we started talking about life. And he said, "Tim, I'm here because God told me to show up and to be in your life in this moment." And Greg, as we unpacked it, he began to share things with me about, "Hey, Tim, I worry about you all the time. You live on the ragged, frazzled edge. I'm worried about you burning out and more." And he said, "I know this. You can't take off 2 weeks or 3 weeks." He said, you just can't. You got a lot going on. But what I do know is you can take time out each day. You can take off a day or two a week as needed, maybe an extended weekend. And he said, "Start looking at those little ways of opening up and bringing life back into your life and into your heart." And I'll tell you what, Greg, the most moving thing there was, he looked at me and said, "Listen, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere." Greg, it was the most powerful, meaningful thing in the whole piece for me. And I began to calm myself in those moments. Talk to us all, because whether it's from playing sports as a kid where you're burnt out to you're exhausted at work, you said some 70% of American workers over the last year said they're burnt out, to at home being overwhelmed with, you know, washing dishes and clothes, to packing lunches, to getting homework done, to you name it, all the demands and paying bills and everything else. Take us down this road, Greg. We need some freedom. Some people listening right now need, they're desperate for it.
Yes, and I think it is good that we cry out to God. God, show me what I, and pray for wisdom. Just show me, Lord, what are the first steps I need to take? And in your case, God sent a precious person into your life that was, it's a form of intervening because it began to help you realign. And that's, we've got to be open to help. And there's times where it feels like I don't have any options. You don't understand. I do have to take care of the kids every day. Yes, that's true. But what are we going to do differently so that you can move beyond barely surviving into, I enjoy being a parent. So one of the things that we may tend to do for burned out, this is the first thing on my list, is just look for anything that you're doing that where you're procrastinating. If I'm overwhelmed, burned out, I tend to wait to the last minute because I may feel like I don't have the energy. I may have a pattern in my life of continuing to procrastinate for whatever reason, but are there things in your life that you're procrastinating that are adding to your stress?
Greg, you talk about, number one, streamline your stress. I'm going to stay right with it. I think about college kids. You know, when you go to college, you know, it's pretty demanding. It's grueling. I mean, you get some professors in there who just come at you with everything in the world, or, you know, depend on your major, et cetera, what could happen. But if you're living in a dorm, you're living off campus or whatever, next thing you know, you got a bunch of things that are taking or stealing time, and you're not prioritizing things right. Next thing you know, Greg, you find yourself in a hole and you're cramming. You're cramming for a test. And next thing you know, you're cramming for multiple exams. Oh, and you forgot all these other things you've got to get done. So now your life gets into a spin. When you talk about streamlining your stress, what are we doing? Stepping back and getting control of that insanity that we allow in our life.
Yeah, and maybe I need to write a few things down. What are my high stress points? What are the things that are within my control? What are those things that are totally outside of my control? So streamline it. Okay, what really are my top 3 to 5 priorities? Don't make a list of pages. But there are some things that we need to just hold or take off our list. I'm going to focus on those 3 to 5 things.
The second thing you talk about is reclaiming your true self. Help us understand what that means to get back to me, whatever or whoever I am.
Yeah, when I'm burned out, I forget who I am. I forget who God made me to be. My self-doubt is usually high. So you forget, okay, you know, your gifts and talents, those things that maybe you really enjoyed and liked about yourself. Okay. And then you think everybody doesn't love me, and you feel like maybe you're so irritable that relationships are affected. So when I say get back to your true self, I want you to probably make a list. Here are things that I know are true about me. What are my gifts? What are my talents? What are things that I really enjoyed? I want you to go back to who you are before you felt this way.
Yeah, what really matters in my life? I think we can get so lost, Greg, that we get into a spin of, I heard a definition of the modern day definition of the word tragedy kicked around, and it was went something like this: being successful in the things that don't matter. You begin chasing all kinds of things, and they aren't necessarily bringing anything back to you, and you're lost. And so then it's like, whoa, what are we doing? Who am I? What in the world happened to me? What happened to us? You know, you see that often in marriage and relationships too, Greg. You lose your sense of being and your sense of self.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then you stop all self-care. I just reminded of a gentleman that was here not long ago, and he stopped all exercise. He could barely walk around the block. And one of the things that we did was we walked with him around the block. That was exhausting. I mean, that's where his burnout was. And so we start doing things that we don't feel like doing, and sometimes we need somebody to be with us, but we have to change the patterns we're in. And that's both patterns of thinking as well as physical patterns.
Greg, you talk about finding sanity through simplicity. Sounds kind of common, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's not. The essence of complexity, I've heard often said, is simplicity. In other words, the simple stuff is the real complex stuff. In other words, it's the little things. How many times have you seen those memes on social media? It's the little things that are really the big things, Greg.
Absolutely. So simplicity, that may sound really foreign, but look around in your home, look around in your office, look around in your surroundings. Do you just have stacks of things? Do you have so much clutter that it's affecting your mind, and I put things off? Now, if you could see my office today, I have stacks, but I've learned how to avoid clutter, because clutter will change the mind and change the thinking. So when I think of simplicity, what can I change in my environment? Do I have piles of laundry that I'm looking at every day? What can I change in my environment? Because all that kind of sends back a message: I'm a failure, I'm not doing well. So simplicity just means I'm going to re-simplify my life from things that became really complex. You mentioned social media. Oh boy, can social media, you know, the person that's really struggling with digital addiction, and suddenly, you know, they're spending 6 hours in social media, and their life is no longer simple.
I came home recently, Greg. Julie, my wife, takes care of our two granddaughters, Olivia and Sophia, when Olivia comes home from kindergarten. So both the kids are at home. And when I walk through the door, I'd like to do fee, fi, fo, fum. They know that I'm here, and they take off running to hide. And Greg, what I've learned is I can begin to head my way downstairs, and my phone rings. And these distractions that keep coming or luring us away from the real stuff. And here these kids are, they're waiting for me to find them. Next thing you know, if you aren't paying attention to them, it's, woohoo. You know, they're signaling, you know, that, hey, I'm over here, can you find me? And so I've been big on, when you come home, you come through those doors, the first thing you need to be doing is making a big time of everybody. It's like, we're here. And Greg, it's so easy to get so exhausted and so burnt out that those kind of things don't even show up on your radar anymore. You miss all those moments. You miss all those things that give you fuel. I was on a Zoom call this week, and these guys are all talking big deal stuff. And Olivia came into my office. Her daddy brought her in, and she snuck in. I saw movement flash by me, and she crawled under the table. And I knew what that meant. She was signaling, hey, Papa, you know, can And it was time to shut it down. I went on pause. Hey, boys, I'll be back in a moment. I got a 5-year-old granddaughter who's looking for her papa. And Greg, when she crawls up in your lap and hugs on you, you know that? Okay, that's called fuel. That's putting stuff in the tank. And see, that's the stuff we start missing. That's the stuff we lose out on. Hey, Greg, keep us going here.
Okay. I hear you. You're being very intentional, and it's deliberate, and that's what we had to get back to. What a great example.
Number 4, bolster your body. Let's go.
Oh, there's one. There's one. Bolster your body. Okay.
That's tough to get up in the morning to exercise. I mean, it is. It's tough to go. I've been doing a little diet thing, so it's like, But I'll tell you what I've learned. When I show up in the gym and go through my routine, I feel different. I know that. It's just getting there, Greg.
Oh, man. And I know that personally. And I know what, I don't feel like I have the energy to do this, but I also know the reward is great. And so there is sometimes where we need accountability. If it's somebody to go with us, and I'm going to put myself on a schedule, you're mentioning exercise, if it's walking, but usually we do best if we have somebody that we're accountable to. It's going to sound silly, but I still use an old-fashioned little notepad, and I have on here what I'm going to do today that relates back to self-care, and I check it off. I make little boxes, and I need to have a feedback loop to go, I did that today, and I'm going to keep going. So, you know, everything from when you're burned out, we tend to even drink less water. Okay, well, water improves mood, concentration, gives us energy, affects blood pressure, etc. Water. So if I'm burned out, I am at that 10 to 12 cups of coffee a day, and that's, or sodas, whatever. That's not going to help me. So am I doing the majority of my water by midday? I have to keep a water bottle on my desk, and I actually track how much water I drink. If I don't, I lose track. Little things that make a big difference.
Greg, you know Daniel Amen, Tim Jennings, Kurt Thompson, a host of the psychiatrists in our Christian mental health field talk a lot about brain health and how important it is that we take care of and nourish our brains, which diet and more are all connected to that, Greg. And you're right. If that stuff's flowing right and your brain chemicals are flowing right, you're probably in a better place emotionally, and you're not fighting against yourself. Keep going. Fortifying your filters. Tell us what that's about.
Well, what are we allowing in? And I mentioned social media. If you just, you know, a digital detox can be helpful. And we don't realize sometimes how much time that we're allowing really negative things in. We know if we're already struggling with some burnout and depression, the more time I spend on social media, the worse I feel about myself. The first thing we do is we compare. I'm comparing myself. And everybody looks good on social media. Good grief. And it looks like they're having the time of their life. Okay, and I compare. So be careful. Your filters mean what am I allowing in? And sometimes we maybe accidentally allow things in, even through social media, that are not healthy at all.
Greg, the scrolling issue is the biggie. You know that. Come on. Everybody's scrolling, looking at all this stuff up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. You know that TikTok. It's insane how much time we're giving to this.
We don't always realize that.
You don't even realize it. You're spending 40, 50 minutes up. You could have been in the gym and knocked out a 22-minute workout, and boom. Been done. Here you are watching stupid videos. There's some good stuff up there, don't get me wrong. But what I mean is it's just consuming us. We're just going through it. And by the way, you're right, pounding us with all kinds of stuff, from comparison to blasting people to accusers of the brethren, all this kind of craziness, gossip. I mean, it's like, come on, get some filters, get some boundaries back in your life. That's a big piece. I get it. The last one, choosing to replenish yourself. Greg, we got to land the plane here, but you're taking us on a journey. How do we arrest burnout in our life?
Yes. One of the ways that we may replenish ourselves, maybe even through nutrition and what we're allowing to go in our mouth. I got to think about my physical body. I got to replenish it. And I know that can be a huge challenge. I understand that. Keeping a food diary of the next 3 days of what's going in your mouth might be really insightful. Then I need to look at, okay, how am I going to replenish myself even spiritually? I may feel like I'm in a big desert and And I feel like I can't even concentrate, and maybe a verse or God's word is not even speaking to me. That's what it feels like. So reestablish. One of the things that we need to do is maybe start off really simple. I have old-fashioned 3x5 cards. I write a verse down, and that's going to be my point of focus to keep my mind renewed. Okay? And I know it sounds silly, but I'm going to pull that out of my pocket. I'm going to read that verse, and I'm going to go, okay. And I'm going to keep on a system of renewing my mind. So we have to find things like this that are going to allow us to replenish our fuel.
Maybe the thought here today is this: what are you holding on to that you need to let go of? The kids love to play duck, duck, goose. And it's fun. Papa likes to get in on that action, Greg. Duck, duck, goose. Some things in our lives are clear. It's a goose. You know that? And we need to let it go.
There you go.
We need to get moving beyond all this craziness that's going on, and put in play those things that, by the way, bring eternal reward, those things that bring joy to our hearts, those things that, by the way, teach us to meditate on things that are above so that our mindset is right and we're not caught up in this negative, stinking thinking and these ugly patterns that begin to develop ruts in our lives, Greg, and then they drive us and drive us and drive us. Greg, if people want to learn more about the center, where can they go?
A Place of Hope, aplaceofhope.com. And be sure to take my free online burnout questionnaire. It'll give you a little score. It's totally confidential. It'll give you some ideas of where to start, but take the burnout test.
Okay, the number again for your center, I guess, is 888-726-8125. 888-726-8125, confidential. Hey, Greg, always a delight to have you. Congrats again on your new book, Beyond Burnout, Regain Your Passion and Energy. Appreciate your heart, your love for God. Can't wait to have you back. On behalf of Zach and our entire crew, we salute you. Pray God continues to use and bless you for such a time as this. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian counseling conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops. So you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AECC United World Conference. See you in September.